Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, Apple has set its next Apple Watch Activity Challenge for Veterans Day, which takes place in 2 weeks on November 11th. This challenge requires users to complete any workout of 11 minutes or more to unlock stickers that can be used in the Messages app, with FaceTime, and more. Apple says that you can do any workout that records data to the Health application for 11 minutes to earn this award. These Apple Watch activity challenges are meant to promote using the Apple Watch for fitness, and they act as a way for Apple to guide users into taking advantage of the workout tracking features. You can also complete the challenge using Apple Fitness Plus, which is Apple's own workout service that offers a variety of different categories of content. Apple Watch users will be notified about this new activity challenge prior to when it kicks off on November 11th. In other news today, Apple has released iOS 14.8.1 with security fixes for devices that are not running iOS 15. This update comes just a month after the release of iOS 14.8, which was made available as an option for people who didn't want to update their iPhones to iOS 15. Apple says that iOS 14.8.1 includes a variety of security fixes and vulnerability patches, including things related to system audio, the camera, core graphics, GPU, sidecar, and much more. This is Apple making good on its plans to give users a choice between updating to iOS 15 as soon as it's released or staying on iOS 14, but still receiving the important security updates. If you're using an iPhone that is still running iOS 14, you can update today by going to the Settings application, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. Because of all of the important security fixes in this update, we recommend updating your devices as soon as possible. Meanwhile, you can still also make the jump to iOS 15 by choosing that option from the Software Update pane in the Settings application as well. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Now is a great time to take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing application for macOS. Email marketing is one of the best ways to grow your business and to build customer relationships, and Direct Mail makes it easy to get started. Unlike the competition, Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac, not a web browser. This means you can create and send your email campaigns in half the time by taking advantage of all of the Mac technologies that you've grown to love. There's no more fumbling around with slow and clunky tools based on the web. Direct Mail comes with a huge library of attractive and customizable templates that look great on all devices. And if you ever need help, its customer service is staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full feature plans by heading to directmailmac.com/9to5. Moving on, Apple Today announced a new expansion to Apple News, taking its local news coverage to the next level. The local news offerings in the Apple News application were first announced in 2020 for cities including the Bay Area, Houston, Los Angeles, and New York. Earlier this year, Apple expanded the local experience to Sacramento, San Antonio, and San Diego. This week, Apple is expanding it to three new cities in the United States: Charlotte, North Carolina, Miami, Florida, and Washington, D.C. Apple says that Apple News editors will highlight coverage of topics that are important to local communities, from restaurant openings and real estate trends to big policy decisions. According to Apple, these local news features will be expanded to even more cities and regions in the future, as the company works to make deals with local publishers. Users can also find a Read Local section in the Apple News application, which features a collection of the week's top stories every Thursday for each specific region. Rounding out today, while there had been one sketchy rumor saying that next year's iPhone SE would be based on the iPhone XR, all reliable sources are pointing to a much less interesting design update. A new report this week reiterates that the 2022 iPhone SE will continue to use a 4.7-inch design that is based on the iPhone 8 form factor. This report from display supply chain consultant analyst Ross Young corroborates other reports from people like Ming-Chi Kuo. The iPhone SE 3 is expected to be released sometime in the first half of 2022, with significant performance improvements inside. This would include the latest A15 processor, as well as 5G connectivity. Apple is also rumored to be working on an iPhone SE Plus with a larger display, but that model isn't expected to come until later in 2023. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.